This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Kyiv today on the second and final leg of his two-nation tour to Poland and Ukraine. Mr. Modi is visiting Ukraine at the invitation of President Volodymyr Zelensky. In his departure statement ahead of his visit to Poland and Ukraine, Mr. Modi said that he looks forward to the opportunity to build upon earlier conversations with President Zelensky on strengthening bilateral cooperation and share perspectives on a peaceful resolution of the ongoing Ukraine conflict. He said, as a friend and partner, we hope for an early return of peace and stability in the region. United Nations General Secretary General hopes that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Ukraine will contribute to the ending of war, his spokesperson Stephanie Dujarric said. Asked for a reaction to Prime Minister Modi's visit to Ukraine amid the war, Dujarric said, we have seen a lot of heads of state and government travel to the region, and we hope that all of these visits will bring us closer to an end of the conflict in line with General Assembly resolutions, international law and the territorial integrity. The UN General Assembly has demanded an end to the Russian military operation in at least three resolutions and in another to stop attacks on Ukraine's infrastructure. India and Poland have decided to transform their relationship into a strategic partnership. Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced this during the press statement after the delegation-level talks with his Polish counterpart Donald Tusk in Warsaw yesterday. Mr. Modi said that this year both nations are celebrating the 70th anniversary of the diplomatic relations. The Prime Minister said people of India can never forget the help Poland had extended in rescuing Indian students during the Ukraine conflict in 2022. Mr. Modi and Mr. Tusk reviewed bilateral relationships and exchanged views on a range of issues. The meeting between the two sides offered an opportunity to explore other avenues of mutual interest. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met the President of the Kabaddi Federation of Poland, Michal Spiechko, and another board member of the Federation, Anna Kalbarczyk, in Warsaw yesterday. During the meeting, Prime Minister Modi discussed on how to further popularize Kabaddi in Poland, including ensuring more tournaments between Indian and Polish players. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Kabaddi is actively followed in Poland. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will visit Ahmedabad and Gandhinagar in Gujarat today. During his day-long visit, the Vice President will address the students and faculty members at the National Forensic Sciences University in Gandhinagar. Later, Mr. Dhankar will also attend the Dharmdham International Conference at Gujarat University in Ahmedabad. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh arrived in Washington yesterday evening on a four-day tour to the United States at the invitation of the U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. During the visit, Mr. Singh will hold a bilateral meeting with his U.S. counterpart and also meet the U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. The defense minister will also chair a high-level roundtable meeting with the U.S. defense industry on the ongoing and future defense collaborations. India and the United States have hailed progress on bilateral defense initiatives following the 5th annual India-US 2+2 ministerial dialogue in November 2023. The first National Space Day is being celebrated across the country today. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the main function, which will be held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The theme for this year's celebration is Touching Lives While Touching the Moon, India's Space Saga, which emphasizes the profound impact of space exploration on society and technology. On the occasion of National Space Day, the President will honor the winners of the Robotics Challenge and Bharatiya Antariksh Hackathon. Union Minister of Civil Aviation Ramon Naidu has launched the guidelines for seaplane operation under RCS Udaan. The guidelines prioritize the safety and security of seaplane operations and clearly outline the responsibilities of each stakeholder, from the operators to the regulatory bodies. And that is the end of this news bulletin.